Secretary of State Mike Pompeo continues to defend President Trump's decision to kill Iranian General Qasem Soleimani. Today, Pompeo told reporters that there is no truth to Iran's claim that Soleimani was in Baghdad on a diplomatic mission when the U.S. launched its attack on Friday.
Was indeed Iranian propaganda. It's not new. We've heard these same lies before. It's fundamentally false. He was not there on a diplomatic mission.
NPR National Security Editor Phil Ewing joins us now from Washington. Hi, Phil.
Hi, Jeremy.
So the administration is under pressure to provide evidence that Soleimani was planning an imminent attack against the United States. Did Pompeo offer any evidence?
He did not, other than to describe, as we just heard there, that the United States disputes this characterization by Iraqis and Iranians and others, that Soleimani was visiting Baghdad as a part of some master sweep through the Middle East to try to de-escalate tensions or negotiate peace agreements. Pompeo says that was not the case, but we still don't know exactly what he might have been up to or what plans he might have been cooking up or whether, in fact, there were attacks against American interests or other targets that might have been a part of his travels in the region.
But the administration has been making the case that they did this attack preemptively to stop Americans from being killed by Soleimani. There's a group of bipartisan lawmakers known as the Gang of Eight that will get a briefing later today on the killing. What do they want to know?
That's right. These are the leaders of the chambers and the leaders of the Intelligence and Armed Services Committees on these on both sides of the Capitol. They'll want to ask about some of these questions. Was there an imminent threat that Soleimani was planning that his death has neutralized or disrupted? Or when the administration officials have been saying that, are they talking in more general terms, as in Soleimani has been responsible for attacks and American deaths in the past, and this action was taken to stop him from bringing those about in the future, but he didn't have anything that was ready to drop, so to speak. We don't know the answer to that question. The other question they're going to ask is what comes next here, whether, for example, the administration has intelligence that makes it believe Soleimani's death would prompt the Iranian supreme leader and Iran's president and others to recalculate their position vis-a-vis the United States and Middle East, or whether the United States is going to be poised to respond to what the Iranian government has said, including to our colleague Mary Louise Kelly, who's in Iran, will be revenge and a campaign of Iran's choosing at the time of Iran's choosing that will try and pay the United States back for Soleimani's death.
I want to switch gears to impeachment because that's the other big thing happening today in Washington, or potentially we
right.
might learn some more about it. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said today that Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, is being contemptuous of the American people for holding on to the articles of impeachment.
What the country got was the most rushed, least thorough, and most unfair presidential impeachment in American history. And now the prosecution seems to have gotten cold feet.
The House is back in session this afternoon. Is anyone expecting Pelosi to move the articles over to the Senate today?
Probably not. She and other Democrats have pointed to events, including news reports and an important statement by the former National Security Advisor John Bolton, as reason why they were smart to keep these articles of impeachment from the Senate to be sure that the conditions under which a Senate impeachment trial for Trump begins are, they say, as fair as they can. McConnell's position is that the purpose of a Senate trial is not to find things out or develop information or hear from witnesses. It's to assess the evidence that the House has already gathered, which is why there's this dispute that you have been hearing about between him and Republicans there and Pelosi and the Democrats in the House.
Well, and here is the Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer responding to that this morning.
Republicans were dodging and twisting themselves into pretzels, trying to explain why someone with direct knowledge of what the president did shouldn't testify under oath immediately. I believe that illustrates the fundamental weakness of the Republican position.
Now, Schumer is sort of hoping that there are enough moderate Republican senators who will come out and say they want to hear from witnesses. Is it likely at this point that that will happen and that somebody like a John Bolton would actually eventually testify?
That's a great question. It's kind of an awkward political situation for all concerned because the other thing that you heard from Schumer there was something very like the position taken by Republicans in the House. He's complaining about the process. He says it's unfair. He says he's not being treated the right way. Republicans are in the minority in the House, and that's why they leveled these complaints. Democrats are the minority in the Senate, and that's why you hear Schumer leveling those complaints. It is feasible that if enough Republican senators were to agree to vote out this way, they could change the rules of the game and have there be witnesses or evidence. But no one knows whether that will happen or whether McConnell has brought enough of his own members around so that if this question does get to that point, he will be able to move ahead in the way he wants with no witnesses and no new evidence, simply a trial for Trump.
That is NPR National Security Editor Phil Ewing. Phil, thank you.
Thank you.